Unit 3. Listening Comprehension.
Luxury in Hong Kong. I took part in a competition on social media where you had to make a video for your favourite pop star. And to my great surprise, I won. The prize was incredible. A week's trip to Hong Kong staying in a luxury hotel. And not just for one person, but for the whole family. I couldn't believe my luck, and neither could my parents. When we finally arrived at Hong Kong Airport after hours and hours on the plane, there was a chauffeur waiting for us. He took our luggage and led us to a Rolls-Royce Phantom. It's the most expensive car I've ever ridden in. Sitting in the back seat sure felt different from our family car or an ordinary taxi. The traffic was hectic, and there were dozens of double-decker buses reminding us of the long British rule in the past. At the hotel, the doorman greeted us holding the door, and the bellboys took our luggage. At the reception, the hotel manager welcomed us to the Oriental Hotel. When it was built 50 years ago, the hotel was one of the first tall hotels in Hong Kong, but now it's one of the smallest. I wouldn't say it's small, with its 36 floors, but there are so many taller buildings around to compare it to. Over the years, royalty, politicians, fashionistas, film stars and other celebrities have stayed in the hotel. Nowadays, stars may book a whole floor in a hotel so they can have their entourage with them, including family members, personal assistants and nannies, for example. My entourage was a bit smaller, just my parents and my sister and brother. We were expecting a glamorous hotel room, but we actually got a suite on the 23rd floor. There were four bedrooms with their own bathrooms, a dining room, a living room, dressing rooms, and a jacuzzi with a view over Victoria Harbour and the cityscape. It really felt luxurious sitting in the warm, bubbling water in the evening, watching the city lights reflecting on the bay. My dad almost fainted when he heard the price of the suite. £6,000 a night! We were sure glad we didn't have to pay for it. The Oriental Hotel has several restaurants and bars. We managed to eat at all of them during the week. We tried many traditional Chinese dishes, but the most memorable dinner was at a restaurant run by a Michelin-starred chef. We had our own private dining area and a waiter just for us. The starter salad looked like a flower pot, but that was nothing compared to the main course. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw my favourite pop star's face looking at me on the plate painted with sauce and vegetable purees served with fish. The seafood was really fresh at all the restaurants at the Oriental. There were fish tanks in the restaurant kitchen with live fish and lobsters prepared for food on order. The desserts were just as amazing, like diamonds, rubies and other precious jewels, with flavours of exotic fruit. Needless to say, everything tasted absolutely delicious. On the last day of our trip, we were taken on a helicopter tour over the city. You could clearly see the islands that make up Hong Kong and the steep hills surrounding the city. The city is full of skyscrapers built very close together. There were all sorts of boats and ships cruising around Hong Kong in the South China Sea. I thought I spotted a couple of dragon boats too. After a while, we landed on a rooftop helipad of another sky-high hotel. We were accompanied by a hostess to a suite where my favourite pop star was waiting to see the video I had made for the competition. I couldn't have hoped for a better conclusion to our trip.